I love when Bob's here. I love when Bob's here. Good morning, everyone. We got a good-looking crowd this morning. So all of Catalyst, good morning. YouTube people, good morning. If you're listening on the pod, glad you caught us somehow, some way. I love physical touch in as a love language. So do me a favor, why don't you guys do this? You have a right hand, put on your left shoulder. You got your left hand, put on your right shoulder. Now give yourself a squeeze, because that's the hug that I want to give to each and every one of you. I am so thankful that each and every person is here. Kids, you guys too, I know you guys are doing all your artwork. I love y'all, and I have something for you this morning as we share. As Pastor Ross had mentioned, Alpha, this morning we're going to talk about evangelism, we're going to talk about activation, we're going to talk about our assignment, and our youth have incredible stories to tell, and they have things that have been on their hearts that they're stepping into that we would love to express to our congregation, not only as an encouragement to you, but also in seeking of support and prayers, because as you guys know, the world is crazy out there, right? And it's tough. And it's weird because each time I speak to an adult who doesn't work with youth, they go, "Oh, you work with teenagers? Oof." And it's like, and then they share stories or they see something within our youth, and they're like, "Oh, there is hope." And it's like, yeah, absolutely there's hope. And so I'm so excited this morning to share that with you. I gotta preface a few things. Parents who have babies, if your kids are crying, keep them in. Keep them in. That doesn't mean leave. That's not a signal for you as a parent to go, "Oh, I'm interrupting Jerry speaking or Pastor Ross's worship leader." No, 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 no. Keep them in. The sounds of the cries are actually words of affirmation to me and to the Lord. Because what I hear, you might hear, "Oh, wah, crying, coda, bam, oh, hits my head." No. He's fine. He's fine. What I hear is joy right here in amen. All right? So kids, if you like something, you get to say amen. Amen. All right? Amen. Youth, if you like something, you give me some snaps. Yeah. Yeah. So this is going to be good. Let's open up in prayer before I jump into this. God, thank you for this morning. Lord, people are here to get a word from you. People have their hearts ready to have a touch and a taste of you. So Lord, you're so faithful and so you're so loving. We're ready for your word. We're ready for your goodness. Lord, may the meditation of my heart speak to you. Thank you, Father. We bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Y'all ready for the word? Yes, uh-oh. Are you ready for the word?
Yeah!
All right, all right. Cool. If you guys have your Bibles, open up to Matthew chapter 5, verses starting at verse 13. It's funny, I don't hear this anymore. Is that regular, Pastor Ross? Like, you don't hear this anymore? It's just... You're... That's funny.
I'll bring up my Bible.
Okay. All right. Matthew chapter 5. So this is Sermon on the Mount. This we're just finishing up the Beatitudes. And this is the well-known sermon. So much so that they call this the greatest sermon ever told. And so we're in the crux of Jesus giving a phenomenal word. Like, I listen to T.D. Jakes. And I love him. I get fired up by T.D. Jakes. I listen to Stephen Furtick, and he's like all pumped up, and he's like, yes, it's all his big old muscles, and then he's like firing up his team. I love Pastor Barry when he shares. All of them get from this. As amazing as they are, it's from this. It's from this sermon. And so Jesus is talking about being blessed. And then, well, who are we in this blessing? And so it starts here. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is good for nothing but thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. You are the light of the world, a city set on a hill that cannot be hidden. Nor do they light the lamp and put it under a basket, but as a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light shine before men, and that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. And so, I love Trader Joe's. Anybody love Trader Joe's? They got these chips that are like in that red packaging, and it's like super crunchy and super salty. And I love it, and like I eat it, and I eat it, and I eat it, and I can't stop. But then what happens is I start to get thirsty, right? Because there's so much salt. But then I get a little bit of swig of water, a swig of juice, and then I want more, and I want more. And so Jesus is here telling us, we're the salt. And so if we're the ones that are salting the earth, non-believers are typically going to be what? Thirsty. But we're in a world where it's like, wow, often we hear that the church is dying, that attendance is going down. Is that on the world or is that on us? And so for us being the salt, we need to go out. We need to spread the salt amongst the earth and the land. And so I'm so thankful that we have youth and teenagers who are hearing that call and who are saying, I'm not just going to sit here and be comfortable, or I'm not living this world just for myself. I have an assignment that God has placed on my heart, and evangelism is part of that. And so, if you will, take a look at the screen, and we got a little video to show you guys.
Oh, on the show.
No one told you life was gonna be this way. Your job's a joke, you broke, your love life's the old way. It's like you're always stuck in second gear. When it hasn't been your day, week, your month, or even your year. But I'll be there for you.
Memorial Day
Celebration. Oh, Nick Jr., I love this channel.
We just got a letter. We just got a letter. We just got a letter. Wonder who it's from?
Hey, Steve.
Oh, it's our friends from Magnetic. It looks like they're going on a mission trip. Let's see where they're going.
We're going to YWAM-Salem, Oregon for a mission trip this summer. We will be doing both mission training and outreach during this trip, learning about others' beliefs as well as pouring into the community of Salem, Oregon. We hope to deepen our relationship with God and learn skills to help spread His word to those who need to hear it.
I love hearing about what's going on with the youth group, and I love mail time.
I'm a new Chris Ball. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is here.
My sub is better than your sub.
Well, my sub is whole grain.
Have you ever wanted to help provide an opportunity for high schools to experience God through missions? Have you ever wanted to open doors to evangelism and missionary training? And do you love seeing Magnetic Youth do awesome things and want to help support them?
Man, I hate infomercials. Turn it back on. Okay.
We have the product for you. 2023 YWAM Mission Adventure. We need your support, but with your help, we can absolutely hit our goal.
Man, I wish there was an easy way to go support these guys.
There is. Here's three easy ways you can support us. PDF. No, not that one. Wink. prayers, donations, and fundraising events. Keep us in your prayers during this season of preparation as well as during the trip. Donate to support our team financially and come to our numerous fundraising events with an emphasis on fun. The team is excited and we hope you are too.
This July, we are going to go on a missions trip, and we have 19 total on our team from our youth and young adults at our church here, and we're just so, so excited to go on to this amazing, amazing chapter for our lives. So I have three of our wonderful Magnetic youth up here to share, and so tell me, guys, like, what is, we got an awesome video, Sam, that Sam edited and Micah helped create, and, you know, we got a little bit of a glimpse, but tell us more about what this mission trip's all about.
So we're going with an organization called YWAM, which stands for Youth with a Mission, and basically their mission is to train up youth in, like to be missionaries and to just share the word of God with other people. So we're going to Salem, Oregon. We're staying at the base over there, and then we're going to be going out doing outreach and also just like learning about the people around there and how we can love on them better.
That's awesome. And so the trip is about a week long, and there's so much that's going to be experienced there, but I know that there's a lot of preparation before that. What's that like for you guys?
So as you saw in the video, back up a little bit. What we're doing right now is within the group, we're doing trainings where we learn different skills and kind of like prepare like our hearts for the trip so that when we go, we're ready to just receive and see what the Lord has for us on the trip. And then as you saw in the video, we have this acronym PDF. It stands for prayers, donations, and fundraising events. So we appreciate all the support we can get. And number one, first and foremost, prayer. Throughout this whole season of preparation and during the trip, just prayers for the team, prayers for protection, prayers for just support of everything would be really great. We appreciate all donations. We have to cover the cost of the trip. And you can give at the table.
Sure.
Yeah, at the table, you can contact us, and we'll have more steps on that. And then also, we're going to have fundraising events coming up soon. We have, like, babysitting soon. We have sports day coming up, and that's just some of the things. Make sure to, like, stay tuned for those and just come and support. It's going to be fun, and it's going to just be a great opportunity to help support us.
Yeah, thanks, Sam. So I'm so excited about the fundraising events because it's not just for us to help fund our expenses. It's really community building. We wanted things that were really fun, where the kids could get engaged, where the parents could be involved, where singles could hang out and be with additional family. We wanted so much mixing to happen throughout our community, and a lot of these fundraising events will help facilitate that. And then the next event that we have is a VBS, or a babysitting time. So parents, drop off the kids. We'll take care of them. We got awesome, awesome lessons that are going to be happening. And you guys could go on dates. You guys could have quiet time. You guys could have a little bit of a rest. Go take a nap. Whatever it is, it's going to help the community and help you guys as families. So Brett is one of our young adult leaders. He's part of our senior staff here at Catalyst. And not only does he oversee and mentor our middle school group, he's also part of Ahava, which is our design company within our church. And so Brett, unfortunately, couldn't be able to go part of the team, but he wanted to be a part of the preparation for us. And so Brett, tell us what's been on your heart and what's been happening on your end.
Yeah, so it's been awesome to spend time with the youth, and I'm one of those people that are humbled and amazed and inspired by them. And I think one thing that Jerry has alluded to in this message was part of it is evangelizing, is getting out God's word, spreading his love. And I know earlier I think it was last year, maybe 2 years ago, we had our own created and called shirt, right? It's the mission of our church. And so in God's timing, with the youth going on YWAM and needing to raise money, decided to come up with the design for another missions shirt. So I like to deem these created and called shirts as our mission tees because it represents the mission of our church. And so the second iteration, all the funds will go to support YWAM. So it's another tool for our church to be able to wear out, to represent Jesus, to be able to share with people by just the clothes that you're wearing. And something that'll keep you looking fresh, but also it's got a deeper purpose than just looking good. So it'll be out there, a table in the back, three different colors, and the design really speaks to outreach. It has the created and called on the front, and on the back, there's an X with arrows that are spreading out, and there's a palm tree that stands for where we were created, how God started in the beginning, and there's a crown and what God's calling us to be, spread his kingdom. And so really excited for you guys, and I hope that you guys are able to live that out well, and I'm excited for what YWAM has for you.
Yeah, thank you, Brett. So a lot of preparation has been happening behind the scenes, but in your hearts, like, what is, I mean, I'm asking you guys to share personally, why did you feel called to YWAM?
Well, for me personally, I think when I heard that we're going on a trip, I was excited, obviously. So that alone is part of the reason I went, but also I feel like as I was praying about it, I felt kind of convicted to go because I feel like, you know, I've been blessed to grow up in a Christian household and go to a Christian school. But with that, I feel like I've lived my life kind of like very comfortably as a Christian. And I feel like when I heard about the trip, you know, I hear all this good things that comes out of it, but also, you know, it's scary, you know? When you guys talk about like going door to door or whatever, that's scary. And I feel like I felt that really highlighted to me, and I felt that this was an opportunity for me to be challenged. And yeah, so I'm just excited to see what God has for me with that.
Thanks, Sam. So good. Ashley, how about you?
So one of the reasons why I want to go is because for about a year now, God has been highlighting the song So Alive. It's by Hillsong Worship. And there's a lyric in the song, and it says, if the wind goes where you send it, so will I. So it highlights, like, if creation obeys God, like, so should we. And, like, that's not comfortable. Like, it's not supposed to be comfortable. But, like, just stepping into that and stepping into that faith is what we're called to do. And also, like, just spreading the love of God, and like he's not a distant God, like he's not someone who we just read about or like we just hear about on Sundays, but he's like a personal God who like unconditionally loves us. And so I'm excited to spread that.
Mm. Oh, so good. Micah, how about you? This is your second time. You went on the original Salem trip 4 years ago. Why again? I mean, been there, done that, isn't it?
4 years ago. I think that first YWAM experience was like a cornerstone, like it's integral into who I am now. Not only just like in my faith, but just how it formed me as a person, how I developed past that. I was seventh grade going into eighth grade that summer. So obviously I've had a lot more life experience. But I think just from all these different experiences over the past 4 years, I felt so blessed by the people around me, all of these people, all of you guys. So just to be able to take that and apply it, not only like in my circles, but like out very much outside of my circles, would like just feels right. It only feels like, not necessarily fair, but it only feels right to be able to pour out what has been poured into me. Yeah. And yeah, like It's uncomfortable. It's definitely uncomfortable. But I think just having that prior experience, it's like, oh, I got a taste of it, a very long taste. But to be able to apply what I know now into that a similar experience, just like feels like an opportunity I can't pass up.
I love it. Thank you, guys. You know, when I hear them share, the phrase that I get, it's not about their ambition, it's about their assignment. That it's not, they're high schoolers just starting the adulting of their life, but they're not just thinking about, oh, what is college all about? What's the job that I want to get? What's the house that I want to live in? What's the car that I want to drive? Like, there's actual an assignment, a clear assignment that they've received from the Lord, and they're saying yes to. And I'm so proud of them and our whole team stepping in. And so let's jump into this next Bible verse. Read with me here, Matthew chapter 9, starting at verse 35. And so Jesus is having all these miracles that are happening, healing after healing after healing. And then here, again, chapter 9, verse 35, it says, "Then Jesus went to all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion because they were weary and scattered like sheep with no shepherd. And then he said to the disciples, 'The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest.'" And so I could just imagine Jesus seeing all these miracles that the Father God is working through him, and he's fully man. And he's seeing all these things, and he's fully God, and he's doing all these healings. But he's seeing all the people scattered. And he's like, "I'm just one man. We need laborers. There's so many people that need his love." And so I'm so thankful to have Garrett and Alyssa up here, because they're actually presidents. They are presidents of the Christian Club. I forgot to salute. Normally, I salute them. They are presidents of their high school Christian clubs. And that's a big deal. That's a totally big deal, especially in a public school setting, especially when you have campuses that are 2,000, 3,000 people on them. And it's not like I'm holding your hand. It's not like Pastor Barry's meeting with you guys every single day, working and doing all the things and handing it off to you. Like, you guys are in charge. And so, but I know I just didn't get to being president in one day. What was the journey like for you guys?
So for me, I've actually been serving for 2 years now. Last year I was the treasurer, and with treasurer, it was clear cut. Like, I knew what I was doing, and I was confident in my calling, because, you know, they had asked me the year before, "Oh, do you want to be on board?" I said, "Yeah, sure." I prayed on it, and I was confident that the Lord was calling me to do that. And so I went through last year, and it was really good. I got to see so many amazing things. I met so many people, a lot of people that love the Lord and were like walking in their faith confidently. And I also met a lot of people that like we're beginning. They're still getting to know their faith, and I was so glad that I was able to, so I could walk alongside them. And last year was really good, but this year being president, I still love the club, but it was tough. It was really, really hard. Because what happened was, they kind of just gave me the role. They're like, "You're president." And of course, you know, I wanted to do all that I could, but to be president was so much different than treasurer, because, like, yeah, I was in charge. I didn't know what that meant. It took a lot of work, a lot of time, like every day, and that's all I would think about. And so this year, the first semester, it was really tough. Like, I wasn't even confident in my calling because, well, I had been given the role. I didn't really feel like, oh, I'm supposed to go, I'm gonna go. It was kind of just given to me. And I did my best, but things were tough. Like they felt like, I felt like I was forgetting a lot of things. Things weren't going the way that I planned. But the more that I served and the more that I put in the work, I began to see how good it was to be in charge, yeah, but to serve others, to see the people that would come out and to see the growth. I didn't think I was doing anything. I was just being obedient. I've seen people like coming, they don't even talk to me at all. And then by now that the end of the year is coming up, like they're confident in sharing out during Bible studies. Like this Friday we went out on campus and we prayed and mm-hmm. they just went. No questions, no, are you sure? Are we supposed to do that? It's just go. It's been really good. I've been so glad that I've been able to do it. But it hasn't come easily. There's been a lot of work, a lot of praying, a lot of trying to remember everything that I have to do and taking care of it. And then I'll get to Friday and everything's over and I gotta do it again next week. It's been good, but it's been hard. But now that the end of the year is coming close, when I look back, it's more about how good it's been. Like I don't think about how hard it was for me in the beginning because the Lord has given me so much strength and guidance through it. It's really, really the focus is how good God has been. So it's been really, really good despite how hard it's been.
Yeah. Wow. Welcome to ministry, man. It's it is a grind. Tell us, and so you're graduating, you're senior, and what's your next phase in life coming up?
I'm going to college. I'm going to Viola.
Woo! I just want to make sure I hear it again. I can never stop hearing it. Love it. Go Eagles. Eagles? Okay, not Bible Pounders? Go Bible Pounders? No? So excited, Garrett. Alyssa, how about you? What has your journey looked like being Christian Club president and how it all came about?
In a similar sense, it was kind of like Garrett. I was kind of just thrown into it. So I went from sophomore year being like consistent. That's when we were online. And then I was just a member. And then junior year, that's when I shot up to be vice president. And I was just thrown into it, like thrown into it. There was this girl that I saw from Zoom since we were online school. And I just walked by her and I said, hi. And then I found out that she was serving on the Christian Club cabinet. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, oh, like, is there anything that you need, like any help? And she was like, yes, I need a vice president. I said, you need a what? Like being just a regular member and getting thrown into cabinet, I did not know what to expect at all. And then coming senior year, she was also going to be a senior the same grade as same time period as me, and she was like, "I don't want to be president. Like, you could take over as my vice president. You are more organized." Da 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 da. And I was like, "Oh, okay." Like another time where I'm like thrown into things. And for me, like I'm very much so a planner. I like having details. I like things being organized. And that was not it. And so like to not be in control of that, I think just stepping into that president role is really understanding that I cannot rely on my own self. Like I have to rely on God for the ministry times, for the people that are gonna come, for like the cabinet. And I think God definitely like provided for that in like my vice president. Shout out to her. She's like super duper organized and we mend really well together. Like not only like serving together, but just like personality wise, we definitely got along. And like being able to process with her, like, okay, like these are my plans. Like, what do you think? And she would always add stuff or like, nah, like let's do something else. And so it's like definitely been difficult just kind of like being thrown into things. Since it's like not normally of my personality, but I've definitely been pushed to be more flexible and just adapt on the fly.
Yeah. And so really your school campus or our workplaces, it's a mission field. It's exactly what Jesus is talking about of the harvest being plentiful. How have you seen the harvest being plentiful what kinds of fruit have you seen come out of your ministries?
I think it's just the people that have come up to me. Like, people, like, know that I'm the president, or people know that I'm a part of the Christian Club, and they'll just be like, oh, hey, I'm like, hi, like, I'm not necessarily, like, knowing who they are, But just like seeing the consistent faces and seeing like the people that come like every single week or like for the most part pretty consistently, I think that's also been really nice because they'll just like strike up a conversation with me. It could be about the most randomest thing ever, but they'll just like, oh, like she's really nice and like she'll like engage in a conversation with me. And I think that's also like been really nice.
That's awesome. Garrett, would you like to hit upon that? What does evangelism look like on a school campus?
So evangelism, for me at least, yes, we do it like, oh, we're going to go out, we're going to pray, we're going to talk to people, but it's also every day. Like Alyssa mentioned it, people know I'm the president. And people, I mean, there's something I had to learn, but people look to me as an example, which was a little bit of pressure, but I think it kept me accountable to be an example for people, because there's a lot of eyes. There's a lot of eyes looking at me. Mm. And maybe I don't feel all the time, but I know it's all the time. And so reacting in a way that glorifies God and watching what I say, stuff like that, to me, that's evangelism. Because people really do look to me, whether I'm doing it intentionally or not. But of course, you know, evangelism isn't like, let me go pray, let's go do all this. It's also tough because we do it at lunch. And at lunch, like, everybody's in one area, everyone's looking at you. And so to like go out and be bold is tough because it's not like, oh, we don't know these people. Mm-hmm. It's like these are people in our classes. These are our friends and they're watching us do this. And so to have confidence is tough sometimes, but to do it, it's always so good. There's always so much fruit that comes out of it. And we've had people come out because we went out to evangelize to them. And so it's, yeah, again, I mean, I talked about it in my first part, but it's tough. It's really hard. But there's always so much fruit that comes of it.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. When I hear their story, I see a lot of myself in them and my similar story as I became a part of youth and leading these teenagers. But the phrase that I get is, if your assignment seems overwhelming, you probably got the right one. If your assignment seems like daunting and like, oh, no way can I do that, you probably got the right call. Because it takes so much faith to step into that assignment. Because it takes so much more than what you could provide with your tools and your education and your resources and your money. There's so much more of that assignment that's out of my pocket. And so if God's calling you to something, whoa, like them, I wasn't looking out for being a president. There's something that God has for you that seems so much, but trust me, that's probably the right one. And so let's dig into this last verse this morning. Please open up to Matthew chapter 28, verse 16. I feel a lot of, ooh, yes, great commission. You're right, great commission. So in this portion of the book of Matthew, Jesus has been through his trial. He is sentenced to death. He's crucified. He dies, and he's buried. But on the third day, he rises again, and he defeats death. He defeats death. He defeats death. And he comes back, and we meet the disciples here in verse 16, let me read it. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee to the mountain which Jesus had appointed them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spoke to them saying, all authority has been given to me on heaven and on earth. Let me pause. This is like big time. Like you start to see Jesus and he says, with all authority of heaven and earth, I'm like, my ears are perked when I'm on this next line that he's about to say. Because he didn't come in and just say, hey, how y'all doing? Good morning. How's everybody? Right? Y'all good? Like, no. He comes in and he says, with all authority has been given to me in heaven and earth, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen. I have some very special guests with us, closing us out here. And I am so blessed to hear their stories. Josiah went on a missions trip to Greece last year, and Sydney was in New Mexico last month on a missions trip herself. And so I'd love for the two of you to share about your experience and how did you see God move as you stepped into the go. As Jesus says go, and you did, tell us, report back. What's the report back? Josiah, let's start with you. What was Greece like?
Oh my goodness. There's so much that had happened. I think even before I even left, I've been praying for the refugees back in 2020 when Sarah Ito, who I met in youth group actually here, was like, hey, do you want to join this Zoom call? And in that Zoom call, I learned from these missionaries from Iraq about the 1040 window. And that's when my heart started to grow. And I was like, okay, I wanna learn. I wanna learn more about these refugees. I wanna learn more about people who haven't heard the gospel and was reached. And it wasn't until going to Biola's missions conference and seeing my friend that she was like, we're looking for an elementary ed teacher and we need someone to go. And I'm an elementary ed major. And so.
Newly graduated.
Yeah. And I've been praying, how can I use my giftings for God? And so it was just such a miracle to even go. But then it was like, oh, how am I gonna support myself? How am I gonna raise? And then I just saw through Catalyst and through how God was working that I was able to go. And I came with no curriculum. There was nothing provided, just the teaching resources and supplies that Callis was able to support me. And I didn't even know how many kids I was going to have the next day to teach and what ages they were and what their English levels were. And so I'm with like 13 other students, and I know some of them know English and others of them never heard English at all.
Wow.
And so how was I gonna teach them? It was really by God that I was able to teach them at all. And so, and thankfully a translator who also spoke both languages ended up helping later on. But it was just so crazy to see how God was working and moving in their hearts, that they had so much willingness and openness to want to hear about the gospel, wanted to hear about God, that they were eager to learn and want to know, like, who I am, like, who's an American.
Yeah.
And I just saw how in those moments that I had a kid, she didn't know any English. She's about 6 years old. She had a lot of issues with her dental and teeth. How now I'm hearing that she has received Christ. And I was able to help plant those seeds in those moments.
Come on! Come on! You're allowing the Lord to work through you, helping empty out hell and filling up heaven. It's amazing what you did to say, just to say yes first, and then to what you endured in that mission trip. In addition, what do you feel like that trip did to you personally?
Oh, that there was so much that I think grew my own heart too. Recently, before I left on that trip, I was able on Easter to help share the gospel with my grandpa. And then when we were there in Greece, we were actually in kind of like this refugee camp. There was long barbed wires and a watchtower. And no foreigner was allowed to go in. But I had decided that God had put on my heart, I wanted to provide food for those who were most in need and to share with them the gospel. And so when we shared with them the gospel, one of the sons of the man who we gave food to, who was crippled, was there to help his father pick up all the food and stuff. And he knew both English, Farsi, and Greek, and he was able to convince the guard to let us in. And so we were able to go where no foreigner had ever been in a while, and we were able to, you know, to tell them about God. And I just was like, this is crazy to be there in person, to see like the whole barbed wires and the watchtowers. It really made me like kind of feel like, oh man, in my family history, you know, the Japanese Americans were in the internment camps. And so it was something that I knew very well that had happened in my family that I was able to then do and help someone else who was in a similar situation. And so it was really amazing, because then after I came back from the trip, my grandpa had passed away, and then I could see how, you know, just from the whole experience that God's hand had it, so that way I would go there to see even how I could help them and carry on that legacy.
Wow.
Yeah, for the generations.
Wow, so powerful. Thank you, Josiah, for sharing your story. Sydney, how about you? You had your spring break, and time that should be for rest, typically to relax, go on vacation. You are cheer captain. You have your academic genius. You are part of our core team, that you do so much for our church. Why on earth would you spend a mission trip during your spring break? Why would you do that?
I think when I was presenting with this opportunity, and I think it's going to Zuni is something that Valley Christian has been doing for like 15 years. And I've always heard about it, and I've always thought, oh man, I want to go on that. And so it's senior year, and this is my opportunity. And so I want to be a teacher when I grow up. And like one of the reasons I want to be a teacher is so that I can love on kids, and so that they know that they're loved and that they're valuable. So I felt like this trip is the perfect opportunity to do that now, not just when I grow up. It's like, it was the perfect opportunity to do it now.
Wow. And so you're working with First Nations community and culture, very brand new. So I'm sure you were stretched in various ways. What were some of the things that the Lord stretched you in, and how do you feel like you grew through this experience?
Yeah, so while we were in Zuni, it's a Native American reservation, and we got to serve at the Christian school there, and we got to teach fun classes, things like woodshop, tie-dye, Bible classes, all sorts of fun things. And I was put in charge of K through 4 games, so I would play games with the kindergartners through the fourth graders at like recess. And I remember when I got my assignment, I was like, I don't know. I kind of was disappointed. I was a little upset that I was like, I feel like they're giving me the easy class, like the one that because I felt like, oh, my giftings aren't being put to their fullest potential. So I remember being really disappointed going into that. But I was like, you know what, we're gonna make the best of it. And the first day we played Four Corners, and it was not really a success. Nobody really wanted to play Four Corners, and I was like, okay. So I walked away from that day feeling like, I think I failed the kids, and I think I failed the Lord. And I think that was my motivation for day two. Like, I needed to bring it. And the phrase that the Lord gave me was, go all out. Yeah. And I felt like it was go all out for the kids and go all out for me. And so I said, okay, like, what are we going to do? And I decided we were going to do a pirate relay. And so I planned it out. I had little jump ropes that were, okay, jump over the snakes. Okay, hop on one foot because you have a peg leg. And, you know, fun things like that. And I planned it out, and I was like, great, this is great. It's going to be a good day. And then God said, go all out, like all out. So I said, okay, what does that mean? So I felt God say, make an eye patch. So I made myself a little eye patch, and I got a bandana, and I really stepped into my Captain Sydney persona. And so I told them, I said, okay, when I say attention on deck, you have to say, aye, aye, Captain. And they did it, and it was this beautiful moment where God showed me that I was exactly where I was supposed to be and that my giftings weren't being put to waste because, you know, I have, as a cheerleader, I have a loud voice. I can get people excited. I'm a naturally excited person, so I can get them excited about whatever we're doing. And I think God showed me that, oh, like, I don't have to be in a Bible class to be blessing these kids. It can just be at recess, and like, that's where I was supposed to be.
Yeah, so good, so good. So it's something that you felt even excited into stepping into, and then when you are in your assignment, sometimes it's like, oh, I don't like this anymore. It's not as exciting as I thought it was going to be. But then you see the Lord moving and stretching you and doing all these wonderful things that you did not anticipate. And so what do you feel like is kind of the encapsulating theme for you from going to Zuni?
I think the big thing was I didn't feel like I was doing anything special. I felt like I was like, this is just my everyday life. Wow. I'm just doing this. And I think what the Lord highlighted to me is you don't have to do anything special because God has already made you special. Wow. So whatever you do, it is special because the Lord has created and called you to be that way. And you don't have to like do all the right things or feel like you have to do all these special things because everything that you do is already special.
Drop the mic. Drop the mic. We're done. We're done. We're done. Too good. Too good. Hold on to it. Too good. What Sydney said, I love. It's, we are the assignment. We get an assignment, but we're also the assignment. And so, I know I'm in overtime, way overtime, but I want to do one last thing. Can I get a child volunteer? Can I get a volunteer? What's that? Oh, Ezra, man, thank you, Ezra. Man, you are so brave. Come on up. Hit the floor. Hit the floor. MC with me. Okay, so brave man Ezra, good looking, handsome, strong, ooh, really strong. What he's going to do, he's going to have 20 seconds to run around, and he's going to tag as many people as possible. And so if you get tagged, just keep your hand up so that he knows that, okay, I already tagged you. Okay, 20 seconds. As fast as you can, as many people as you could tag. Cool?
Okay. Ready? Are you ready? Set, go.
Come on, cheer him on!
Go, Ezra, go!
Cheer him on!
Wow, look at him go.
Yeah. Oh, he is fast.
Wow.
He is fast. Keep it
All
going.
Right. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4,
come on, Ezra!
3, 2, 1.
Yay! Okay, stand up if you were tagged. Stand up if you were tagged. Ezra, come on up. Kyle, I'm sorry. I hope he's okay to be on YouTube. If not, Brandon will fix it in post. How do you feel?
Good.
He feels good. He feels good. I feel like your breath is like kind of, you gotta catch up, right? So he's a little tired. He did really great, right? But he's kind of worn. So everybody have a seat again. And he's been running. He's been running really hard. But he wants to keep running. He's back. He took his break. He's going to get another 20 seconds. But if he tags you, I want you to tag somebody else. Okay? So if you get tagged, I want you to run and tag somebody else, okay? Evan, you ready? Okay, another 20 seconds.
Ready, set, go. Go, go, go.
Go, cheer them on. Cheer them on. Come on, everybody.
Yes.
Come on,
10,
everybody.
9, 8, 7, 6. 5, 4,
tag.
3, 2, 1.
Woo! If you were tagged, stand up. If you were tagged, stand up. Eli, come back up. Oh, I'm sorry, Ezra, come back up. The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. We need you to run. You've been tagged, and we need you to run. God has called us and blessed us And we can't keep that to ourselves. And so what we're going to do is, one, I still see people sitting. Go tag them. We're going to tag them because it's not too late. Jesus hasn't returned yet. It's not too late. And so we're going to have ministry time. And worship team, come on up. Thank you for your patience. And we're going to have our youth come up. We're going to have a prayer team. If you guys could please come up to the front. And we have prayer people available for you. So if you feel like you have someone that's been on your heart that doesn't know Jesus, we'll pray with you for them. If you have a country that's been on your heart, that's like, I am yearning for a revival in this country, in this culture, we want to pray with you. Please come on up. If you yourselves are like, yo, Jerry, I got doubts. This Jesus guy that you're talking about, I don't know. And that's okay. We want to pray with you wherever you are. And so if it's for someone, if it's for yourself, if it's for this unbelievable, overwhelming, way too big of a calling and an assignment, we will walk with you and pray with you. So when you feel called, when you feel ready, come on up for prayer.
Thank you so much for joining us for our online service. Hope you will join us in person sometime. It'll be great to see you and meet you. Don't forget to subscribe to our Catalyst YouTube channel so you don't miss out on anything. And be blessed this week. And as always, thank you, Jesus.